opening it up for Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, 6th of March, 1971. This Saturday afternoon, the 6th of March, 1971, Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right, and I'm setting it up for Miss Annie and Woodard this Saturday afternoon, 6th of March, 1971. Channel 1 Right on a new reel, and I'm setting it up for Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 6th of March, 1971. Suzanne's here. And she and Carol drove over this morning and visited Miss Annie, made the arrangements. So this is Channel 1 Right, a new reel, and I'm setting it up for Woodard and Miss Annie this Saturday afternoon, the 6th of March, 1971.
Pretty quick, yo.
Sit down here.
Well, sit down up there at the front. Let him have that chair,
okay.
Yeah, where he can stretch his legs. He like you, he got long legs.
Draw it up though now.
Yeah. I tell you about two every one of Jim.
I tell you, it's been warm today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For you know, for a day or two ago it was pretty cold. That wind didn't feel very good.
Yeah, we had to come out and cover our plants up.
Yes.
But you don't have any of that hard ground for your potatoes, right?
Well, it's not no clay land, but it's a hard pan land. That's where at the house where I plant potatoes.
Yeah.
You can plow it up, and in a few days it'll be hard down there again. It almost same as it makes pretty good potatoes though. It's not a no clay there.
Well, do you fertilize pretty heavy?
Not too heavy, no. I put fertilize too, but not too heavy. Some help them, but not.
You got to put a little out to get them a start.
Yes, you need some. Yes, you give them a start. Well, I don't fertilize so heavy though, but Mr. Boyd come over there one day and he said that way to make potatoes, put plenty of fertilizer. He said that's very cool. It might be, but I don't think you need to put too much fertilizer to make potatoes. Because if you have your land too rich, they'll crack open.
Did he make fair potatoes?
I ain't never known him to make any much. I don't know what. Where he get it from, but I never know him, never seen him have any. You know, just a few, not too many. Not since he's been around over there.
Well, I just wondered about that. I never heard him talk about making the street potatoes.
No, well, I don't think he ever made any. If he did, you know, he originated from Georgia, and if he did, he must have made them up in there. I don't know what he done there,
yeah.
But he didn't make them here.
Yeah. Well, now look, then. You might get a few slips from Coleman.
Potato slips.
Yeah.
Well, mine has just started to come up, and I imagine he will be able to get some from me. Cause I tell you what, they was just had started to come out the ground, so it was just a few up. And I said I was gonna cover them up the other night, and I forgotten it till. Way in the night, about midnight, I woke up and I thought about the potatoes. Well, it's too late then, and I
just left.
Yes. And them few here, they kill them down to the ground, but they'll come back again.
It didn't hurt them bad.
No, just kill the top of it.
Yeah.
See, it'll come on out. I put them just thick in there, you know, place about that wide, and just small potatoes, put them thick in there.
Yes. Oh, yes.
He'll be able to get some quite soon.
Yeah. Well, now, I don't know how many want, but it's
yes.
A dozen,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But
well,
if he
want enough to make a few rolls anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look,
yes.
Out there where that clay is, where Ms. Boyle's garden was,
yes.
And where I took it all off, you see, when I made that size trench.
Yes.
You don't reckon that would make them?
I imagine it will. Don't get too wet, do it. I tell you what, you don't want real wet land. You know what I swear? After the cover water, come a big rain, the water stand,
yeah,
kind of soft. They use the thing to solve. If water stand over one night, it'll be solved when we feed need.
Yeah.
Yes. But you want it, if it's dry, if it don't hold water, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yes.
What did old man Boyd have in mind that time when his hogs got out and you caught him out there in your corn?
I don't know, sir. Because he told us, he said around to some of the people that what I should have done is let the hogs stay in there to come let him do it. He like he wanted the hog to eat the corn.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. I took my dog and caught the hog and tied it and sent the hog to him. And he said the hog died. Well, see, I don't know where he died or where he killed the hog. You know, just to have something to talk about, he might have done that. He was pretty contrary, all right enough. It's like Mr. Bradley over here, he had that place where Mr. Richardson got up the railroad, and that's where he's having trouble with some of his hogs, and Mr. Bradley been over there and talked with about it. He wasn't there, his wife was there, and he been over there at Mr. Bradley's house, so he said, I didn't hear this, and he gave Mr. Bradley some rough talk. Mr. Bradley cried like a baby. So he said, now that's what he told. I wasn't there to hear that.
Well, now that was, I see.
Yes.
Mr. Bradley had some land.
Up the railroad.
Up the railroad.
Yeah, the same, but Mr. Richardson got up there now, up the railroad. Mr. Bradley had a field up there.
Yeah.
And that's where the hogs was coming, bothering Mr. Bradley.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he couldn't do anything about it either.
No, sir. Well, and so he got mad with me. That's what he got mad with me about. And, you know, I never did ball along with him. And I never did.
Well, did he come over there and get you? Talk to you?
Mr. Boyd?
Uh-huh.
No, he took out other people.
Oh.
To go around and talk, you know, let the other people bring it to him. That's what he done, yeah. He didn't come to me about it.
Who all did he talk to?
Well, lots of them hands of Mr. Richardson. And, you know, he had a big eggplant packed up the road where he got a cow packed up to the left of the railroad now, going up next to where I live at, up that way.
Yeah.
And he had a eggplant patch that Richardson's did. And they had a lot of these fellows working down there. And he goes, he's looking for his hog and go in the field and talk to them. For them to bring it to me, that's what he did. Yes.
He'd talk out loud where everybody could hear it?
Yeah, yes, he talked to them, and you know, and some of them would bring, well, of course, I don't know whether all is true or not, what they told me, but one man, every time I see him, he'd have me have something, he's dead now, something to tell me about what Mr. Boyd said. So the last time he come to him, I told him, don't bring me no more Mr. Boyd news. And so I heard no more from him. So I don't know what, you know, sometimes people tell more, you know. They tell you more than what anybody say, and they'll make up something. Lots of people will. And I don't know whether he's doing that or not, but I told him, don't bring no more news. And so he ain't never brought me no more. He never said another word about it.
Well, now, that wouldn't be anybody I ever heard of.
Yes, sir. I guess he used to live right down here at Yellowstone, so Warren, Geeky Warren, they call him. One of them, he got some kinfolk down in here now. Well, there's Henry Scott over here,
yeah.
Some kin to him.
Yeah.
They're some same kinfolk. Yeah.
Well, I never talked to him much. I know him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, he's dead now. His wife was living yet, but she's, some of his children is down, I don't know, therefore, someplace down there today, some of his children and she's down there with them. But he died down there and they brought him back in and buried him up at that church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that piece of woods there that you used for post wood, how'd you ever happen to let that go?
Back over on it? I don't know why I'd have said that. I shouldn't have sold it. I had quite a Did it, well, I some my own, some of my daddy's, you know, I just had to share into that, his, you know, his estate. And I went and sold it all. I sold it to these same people. Well, I sold that my own individuals. Is a fellow's name, he stayed in jail. He had a cow pass out there, his name is Arano. And he sold, I don't know who got it. Somebody bought him out a few years ago. Somebody down here, next O'Keller side, somewhere down in there, bought him out. And they still got it over there. And the other one was the state of my daddy, sold it to these same people who owned the father's land all around there by the bridge and crossed the bridge there. Born in Illinois. You look better.
Oh, you sold to them?
Some of it did, yes. Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, that's always tempting, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
They're right there with the money?
Yes, sir.
And if a fellow runs a little short, figures he's got more than he needs?
Yes, sir. And he goes to sell, and sometimes he sells something. Afterwards, he see if he should have kept it.
Well, he couldn't get it back if he wanted it.
Couldn't get it. I know I couldn't get none of that back. If I had money enough to pay for it, I couldn't get it back.
Oh. You wouldn't have money enough to pay for it, would you?
No, I wouldn't have money enough to pay for it. Sure wouldn't. And I just think, you know, where land has gone, the price of land has gone to now, and where it was then, you know, it looked like you give it away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, just give it away.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
What did you get for it? $50?
Yes, sir.
Did you get that much?
Yes, sir. What did you think of the same land now? It brought, sold $50, you get from $100 to $300 for it now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you use the wood off of that?
Of that land. Yes, sir. What now?
You did.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what they gave me, that owner in Illinois gave me permission to get your wood for use, my use, off of any of the land. They gave me that permission. You know, I don't mean to cut no timber, you know, nothing like that, but such dead wood, if I want to use that in the home,
mm-hmm.
I got permission to get it off of the land.
You get any over there?
Yes, I go over there and find. But the thing it is, you know, when they bought it, there's plenty of dead fat lot was over there, and so they done sold it all. Now I can't find much of it to get.
Yeah.
Yes. If I can find it, I go there and get some. Then that's the day when I cross the railroad from my house, front of my house, and I can go out there if I want to and get. If I can find anything I want out there for wood.
But you got to find something down.
Yes, to find something down. I don't think you care about trees, but, you know, what they, or not such as like live oak trees, something like that, what they don't use, you know. I don't think they got no say for that kind of wood, I don't think.
No.
Anything like that, I can get it, or either find something down, or a dead tree, you know, something like that.
Well, you could cut a small oak tree.
Oh, yes, I could cut a small oak tree. They want them out the way because they've been trying to cross the bridge over there. You know, some kind of, I don't know what it is, they use, you know, they ring a tree around with the axe, you know, and then they put it down that tree and it'll kill it, you know.
Yeah.
They've been over all that timber and kill it, but you ought to go there and see it now. It just looks like it's more now, it's more oaks than it was before.
What do you mean,
More come there.
You mean the old ones died and young ones come up?
Yes, sir. Young ones come up and look like thick oaks. I'll do that the other day. Oaks thicker now than they were that first. But they got lots of pine trees in there because, see, they set pines all over that country.
Yeah.
Where pines didn't come up, because they set out pines.
But them pines won't crowd out any oaks.
Not a bit. They don't keep the oaks back. These people over there got it for the Marvin Townsend. He got one side, you know, for cow plants. They had both sides, but they gave up one side. I think the rent runs up too much in the money for the pastor. And so he gave up the side on the right.
on the north side of the road. And it's no grass in there for a cow. It's just a place for a cow to have a place to walk around. Some places you find a little grass. They went over the last, I guess, I don't know if you've been over that side since they burned it off last about a month. Somebody might have done since a month.
Oh, yes, that was making it so smoky over here you couldn't hardly see.
Yes, well, they done burned on both sides of the road now. And it's, I'll go that other day, it's a little grass, and in places, you know, on the hills, and some places the trees are so thick there's no grass down there. There's nothing there for a cow to eat.
Yeah.
Just have a place to walk around. Just some place they can get a little feed down.
Yeah.
It don't work the money, and they say they're going up high on the rent, so I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't much fun.
No, so it ain't much fun. A cow, well, it might get enough in the summertime to keep him alive, but in the winter, you have to feed him just like you would. Most of you would.
Well, did you know Mrs. Patterson pretty well?
You pretty well since you've been here, yes, sir. Because, you know, when they first came here, they put a sawmill right across the railroad where I live at now. They have a sawmill right over there. And I know them pretty well.
Well, now, they was pretty accommodating folks, wasn't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And he seems to be all right. Some people said that he was an awful mean man, but he didn't show no sign of it with me, because I treat him right, and he always like treat me right.
Yeah.
He had a brother, I think, because his brother treated me all right, but he said his brother loved to drink whiskey, you know, and he was a pretty rattling fellow, so I was told.
Yeah.
But he never did do anything to me and never said anything out of the way to me.
His brother was down here for a long time, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. Stayed down here a long time, because he stayed over here on the farm with him over here at Elster after they cut out from here.
Oh, he was with them when they were living over there?
Over the sawmill?
Over at Evanston.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He farmed with him 1 year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a little John Deere tractor, and he run the farm around there.
Well, now, you never farmed any with them.
No, sir, I never did farm. At that time, when I first knew them, they wasn't farming. She started to farm, Miss Patterson did, after they stopped that mill. Then, they went off over here, and I don't know where it was, but somewhere, between Palatia and Jacksonville, somewhere.
Yeah.
And run the mill over there for a while, and they went down, they closed it down. Then they moved back here, and they lived up there in that house, Miss Vardy, across the road up there, until they got their house built, and they've been living over here ever since, till these late years.
Can you remember what year they started that
sawmill
up there?
I think it was 32. If I don't make no mistake, it's 32.
Yeah, way back there, wasn't it?
Yes.
Now, they didn't move over here until 30 or 40 or somewhere later, a lot later.
Yes, when they closed this little mill down out here where I live at, they went on up there somewhere next to Jacksonville, between Jacksonville and Palatia, somewhere back, I don't know where it was.
Up there, that big swamp, wasn't it?
I reckon so.
I seem like I heard them.
Yeah, well, maybe so. I don't know where it was, but I know they went up there, because the fellow, what used to stay right there at the house where I live at now, I rented to him, Steve Wilson. He went with him, and I think he's still over there, wherever it was. He still lives there now, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who used to drive truck, haul logs out the woods for him.
Now, he still
live
there?
Yeah, they're still living over wherever they left here and went to. I don't know where it was.
Oh, way over there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's over
there. Oh, he followed them over there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He still followed them. Him and his dad-in-law, I think. He cared all his boys. He had his boys. Them. I guess they all were on that side.
Yeah.
I hadn't seen him since he moved away from here.
Well, where did they, Mr. Patterson, live when he was
run that mill?
Run that mill.
You see, I guess he must have been in that house of Miss Vida across the road. He's living at here, up, you know, the Everson from somewhere. But I think
they were living down Everson then.
Yes, sir. And then you go up. Go up there every day. They had some little shacks built up there for his hands up there, back out there, incarcerated over there. So for them to stay.
How long would you say he was up there?
Mr. Patterson?
Yeah.
Up there with the mill?
Yeah. A year?
Yes, more than a year. I guess probably it might have been four or five, I don't know if I'm wrong or not. I, you know, not keeping no count, but I imagine it must have been somewhere around 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
They cut a lot of timber in that swamp over there. Mr. Franklin. Got now up there next to that truck down that railroad. Travis timber. Then they cut, after they got through with him, they cut on the private land in that big swamp over there.
So he's cutting that a long time.
Yes, sir. I think it's 4 or 5 years, something like that, you know, not keeping accounts, you know.
And it's right smart work getting it out of there.
Out of that swamp.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He, but they got it out. They had, they had some kind of something down there to get it out of the way. I don't know. I never go down there in the swamp for this working there, but he got some nice timber out of there, size of timber.
Yeah. And you think they're living over here at Ms. Vidal's place
I think that's where the house is there. I know they live in that house, and I think that's the house they're living in. They had never built, in fact, I don't think they had bought this place, but they're living in across there then. When the place came here, you know, they bought it afterwards, after when they got ready to move back here, you know, they were going to find a place for the to settle down at. And so then they come back. I think it's body of the house, because when they come back from over yonder next to Palatka, Jacksonville, wherever it was, they move. They come back here, and I know they stayed in that house then, this Vidal, and I think that's the house they stayed in before, and until they could get their house built over there, and they built them a house over there.
Well, now, you and Ms. Tyson talked down that store a whole lot.
Yes.
Did she do the same sort of farming you did?
Yes. You know, squash, beans, and
yeah.
We all used to carry down that to Magintosh. Sell it down there. Well, I don't know where she ever sold. I sold mine both places, the Hoof and the other man, there's Christian Cockrell.
Yeah.
That crossroad, that, you know, by the store, you know, that big shed to keep lumber, and then that's where they had to produce beans and squash.
Oh, it is.
And then Huff was crossed. You know where he is. You've been down on that end.
Yeah.
That's where his was.
Oh.
Well, I sold mine to both of them just. One would have given me the best prices, and listen, the price didn't suit me. Well, I carried to the other one, you know.
Yeah.
All of it would cheat me, though. I tell you, if I deal with them long enough for that.
Cheat you?
Yes. and you would probably know it, but you just couldn't help yourself. You had to sell it somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just couldn't help yourself.
They just offered you, told you what they'd give you for it.
Yeah.
And then they didn't give it to you.
No, sir, not all of them.
Is that the way they done?
Yes, sir. Because I know one time I carried some beans that, you know, I was going to pick that whole week, you know. And they had promised me a certain price for the beans. And I went down there on a Saturday. Mr. Christian is out of that. Then the man was used to own his stove. He was out of the bean business. When he first started, him and this other fellow were partners. But after they done good then. But after he got out of it, Then this other fella, he hired a man. I guess he's over here walking through this side back over to that Flemington and Smith, Ernie Smith. You know him?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. So when they got together, they done pretty good for a while. But after a while, they done. And I guess myself and Miss Patterson was about the two first ones complained about it. That time I quit on that side and went over that to the Huff. I had been selling to him, but
yeah.
To him some, but I just quit entirely then and went over that, and then I didn't do so much better. Just both sides was kind of nitty. Yes, I'll tell you what I did was they made me a price on beans, what they're going to give me that week. And that I was going to pick the whole week then. And on a Monday, and I was sad to have a settlement. It was something else. It was another price. And some of them claimed was refused, some was turned down, all the stuff was that they couldn't tell me. Well, see, there was nothing I could do about it. Beans.
Now, how was that, sir, William?
They had made me a certain price for beans I was going to pick that week.
Yeah.
And then claims, when I went on Saturday to get a settlement, some was refused, and some sold for a different price and all like that. Well, we got to it, some of them say that I didn't get nothing for some of them at the end of it. That's the way they do it. You know, see, the beans, they hadn't got the beans in, the beans are gone. Just like the last beans I carried to Mr. Huff, the Black Valentine, he said he's going to give me $2.75, a hamper for them. Well, I didn't set the beans off there. As I set them off there, he told me they had to run them through the belt. So that's the grater. But he had people there to pick them out, you know, and some people, I guess, knew what he was doing, and I imagine some helped. He had that in. I mean, probably they had never seen beans, no good ones from a bad one. Well, they got through it, I lost 10 or 12 hamsters there.
Is that right? Going through the bell?
Yes, going through the bell. But see, I had to pay 50 cents a hamper for them beans in the field picking them.
Yeah.
And my weight getting them there.
Mm. And you and Ms. Patterson was one of the first ones that
made a complaint down over there about this, you know, seeing things going wrong.
How'd you make your complaint?
Well, I just told someone about what it was. I didn't do anything. Ms. Patterson, well, she didn't either. I think she tried to do something, but she couldn't. Wasn't nothing they could do about it. Because I just told someone about it, and I told him I was going to quit. Well, I did. I quit because this man down there, he's down there at the store now. He told this fellow Smith over here. They tried to get him to go back into the business after they had to quit it, you know. And he said to Smith, what did I say? He'll bring. I had never told him nothing. That's Mr. Henry Boyle. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
He was working at school. He's working there now. What did I say? He'll bring his beans and squash back there to you. I had never told him nothing. I didn't say anything because I wasn't going back there no more.
Now, back then, had Ms. Patterson taken up the witness business?
Yes, she had taken it up, but it wasn't, you know, not as much as it was is going on now. I guess it wasn't many members of the regular system, because we not said she had taken it up. She used to come up to our house about once a week. She tried her best to get me and my wife to join. And she'd make a visit about once a week to try to convince us, but we never did join.
Well, now, she talks mighty well, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
If she couldn't tell you about it, I don't know who could.
I don't think anybody else could do any better.
I've heard her talk a whole lot.
You did? Well, she came up there and she tried her best to get us to come over there with them. But that time, I think she got fellow Gill over here, and I had quite a few of them around. At that time, it wasn't very many of them, but now I think there's lots of people around witnessing now.
Yeah.
You know, they got a, I could call it church, but they got a, they call it Kingdom Hall. Oh,
yeah.
Across over here, just below where Mr. Boyd lives. You've been by it since they built that area.
Yeah. I haven't seen the new one.
Yeah. Well, it's over there on that road. That was how they run out, you know, from my way going to making over. Yeah. I imagine they got it back through in there.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me see. I see. I was a Methodist, and Ms. Patterson, she didn't seem to think too well of any of them. Now, what was you?
Well, all my folks was Baptist. Well, my wife was Methodist, so I joined church. Message church.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm a message. But all my folks on, you know, on my side, they was Baptists, missionary Baptists, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, and I'm a Methodist.
But you didn't take to the missionary?
No. No, so I did, long enough time, I wasn't looking at any, you know. And so when I first married, I wasn't looking at any church. And, you see, I think I was 38, I think, when I got into it.
Oh, back there, you didn't even go to church.
I'd go. Yes, I'd go, but I imagine I'd just go to be going, I guess. Yes. Just going to, well, as some people say, go to see and be seen.
Yeah. Well, Miss Annie always goes, doesn't she?
Yes, she been, you know, in her young days, John J.
Yeah.
Yes. She was a Methodist.
Well,
could you drink a little tomato juice?
Yes, Faye, give us a little.
That's how
I
think.
Would you? Okay. Jim,
let me
give you some.
I always thought of them, what it is, all had so much to offer, it's just hard to choose between them.
Churches?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's Jesus about right, I guess.
Yeah. Now, you didn't particularly care about going to church.
Well, I'd go, but, you know, you take, at that time, I wasn't much interested in it.
Yeah.
You know, back then. You know,
so, when you went, you might be on something else?
Well, part of the time it was.
That's trouble with me, boy.
Ma'am.
That's my trouble.
Yes, sir.
But Miss Annie goes over to
Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Yes. Well, that's when I'm along. That's where I go. Rochelle.
She pretty regular.
Oh. Yes, I mean, you know, she sometimes bad weather don't get there. Of course, when she first joined the church at Hawthorne, that's where she was raised at Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, you know, she wasn't as far from the church as she is. Now, we used to go to church over here to make it over, but we changed. It didn't like over there so well, and so we changed. Rochelle, where I first joined the church at. And as we got over here, it's closer to making over. That's the reason we went over to make over, but I didn't like really handle and carry things over there so much, since I just went back over there.
And what didn't you like at making over?
Why didn't I like that? I don't I don't know the weather. This is some like some little transactions they've done around the church, into the church's path. I just didn't like that. And after I joined church, I thought then if he's going to do anything, he wanted to do the right way. And so if he wasn't going to do the right way, well, I wouldn't want to have no part with you then.
Yeah. Well, what did they do that didn't suit you?
I know a number of things.
Well, I don't know where to tell all these things enough.
Bother you too much.
No, sir. I'm on there. If I
Out of course, to now, we ain't using none. This little mule would have gotten out. I wanted that. It wouldn't have bothered me. I could have handled that, but I don't think they much wanted me to have that one. I don't think they did.
Yeah.
In other words, I think he thought at the time he was beating me on the trade. That's what he intended to do. I should have charged him more money than I did, but I told him to give me a call of a mule, call of what's on the mule, and I told him, give me $5. So he done that. I don't know what he got out of the horse, but he let somebody else have the horse. See, I got to where she walked too fast for me, but I wish I had kept her now. But she wouldn't have been no good now, because she was 21 years old, but I let him have.
That's pretty old.
Oh, she
yes.
was.
Yes, she's 21 years old, and that's been about 12 years ago now, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. But I raised a colt off of her, and I used him. Well, I could work him. I tell you where I spoiled him. I didn't break him all the way through when I started to work him. I quit with him. Well, it's time, just like it is now, it's time to go to hand the crop, and he wouldn't do for that, and I would wake his mother, you know, and turn him back in the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to wake him again, that's something I learned then about a horse. When I went to wake him again, he just only waked just as far as I carried him the first time. And after that, I couldn't make him wake no further.
Yeah.
And so, if you go break one, you want to break him good before you ever stop with him.
Yeah.
Yes, then he'd be better. But he was a real good saddle horse, and I wish I had kept him now, because I'm not able to wake one out. But he'd have been too old now, because
that's
he'd
right.
been clumsy, you know. When one get real old, they generally get clumsy. Then you're falling down with it.
Well, now, what did you use for a saddle horse,
I just used the same one. As long as I had him, I used him. Then after that, I just used the one I came on the plow. Just used everything. Wagon.
Horse, a mule, whatever you had.
Yes, sir. Well, long back years ago, I always kept two, and I had an extra horse.
Oh.
But, got down these late years where I just only had one, you know.
Oh, I see.
I always had more than one up to a little.
You always had a horse?
Yes, sir. If I had a mule, I had a mule and a horse.
Yeah.
And I used to have a good mule, just about as good as I bought him, I'll be back in 1917. The man brought a carload of mules here to make it open, and I bought one. He was a red mule. But he was a good one. He was the best saddle mule most I ever seen in my life.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. You could take him just the same as a horse on the saddle, and the buggy the same way. But he was afraid of automobile. It wasn't an automobile back in them time much, but when he did see one, you know, you couldn't hardly hold him, you know. But I was young then, I could handle him, but he was scared of this man, but I don't reckon you know him. He used to be making up his Preston. He worked in Franklin. And that's one day me and him, I guess, if he hadn't said anything, but me and him would have tied up there, because he met me with the old mule was trying to run away, and he come and blowing. He had a little cut on something, I don't know what it's called, with no top on it, you know, and look like he tried to run right up to him, you know, make it worse, and the mule was trying all he could to get away from him, and he's blowing his horn trying to scare him worse.
Why, you know, it's great sport then. They'd get in the car, a bunch of boys or anything.
Yes, sir.
And they'd drive along there. They'd come up with a fella in a wagon, you see. And one of them would reach out there. They'd slow up and hit old mule across the hind quarter, you know.
Yes, sir.
And try their best to make them run away.
Yes, sir. Well, I've seen some of them. I seen some crowd up there. I don't know who they were. Is a fellow that met him up here on the road here going into making over, and one of them had reached out there and hit one of the men in the other car.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Like it just the crowd didn't care, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they were pretty high spirited in them days, wasn't they?
Yes, sir, it was. That's the truth.
And they didn't mean, it wasn't nothing personal in it, was it?
No, sir. No, it wasn't.
No, they didn't mean a thing personal by it. They just
trying to hand, I guess. He was a good dude.
Oh, yes, that was fun.
Yes, sir.
You know, how do you figure Uncle Gil did... Is he one that Miss Patterson talked to?
That's what he said. Miss Patterson got him. No, he was a member of that church right down the road where it's called the cemetery.
Yeah.
That was his church. I knew that. And so Miss Patterson changed him, I think, and got him over. And when he went over, he carried his wife with him, but he didn't carry none of his children. His children wouldn't take sides with him. So they all still over here yet, but
that's right.
Yes,
that's right. He's the only one.
Yes, him and he carried his wife.
Yes.
Yes, it is one.
But none of his children.
No.
Well, now that's something, isn't it?
It is. Not a one of them went with him.
And they sung him out of the church.
Yes, sir.
Is that what you heard?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And sometimes, you know, some people. If they do wrong, they won't acknowledge. I think sometimes he just feel like he probably might have done wrong or went wrong, but he just, you know, they kind of stop. He won't own up to it, and he won't come back to his church. I think that's just about the way he feels about it.
All right.
Yes.
Well, now you've known him a long time.
Ever since he's been here. Yes.
Yeah. Now, he was peppery, too.
Yes,
he used to be right peppery, too, didn't he?
Yes, sir. Because I never did have a trouble with him, but they say he did. And no more than, I tell you, I did hope this Patterson come up there and got me to help pick eggplants. He had eggplants. So it was planted right across over there where the midwife's place, right across over there. And she come up there and got me to help pick eggplants. And myself and Adam Bull was picking. And of course, it was his eggplants and Miss Patterson together.
Yeah.
And we was picking. I guess we was doing best we could. And he was up there where he's packing that, and he hollered some big word down there. So Adam Bull, you know him as his brother-in-law, one with that big arm. And he said he didn't pay no attention to him. And I told him if he hollered to say a word like that again, well, I'd be going home. And so when he come down there, he never said no more. And so that's all.
Oh, he just let me have it. What is he mad about?
I guess he must not like the way we was working again. I think that must have been it. It couldn't have been anything else.
Yeah.
Well, probably wasn't moving the suit.
Yeah,
push that door. Yeah, I couldn't see nothing else. Well, he could have been anything else but that.
Yeah,
he wanted to get a different move, I guess.
Well, now, if a mule didn't move, he knew how to make a move, didn't he?
Who?
Uncle Gil.
No, but we was picking eggplants then.
Yeah.
I guess he did. I guess he did, cause he always he's. All that I know they found with many around here, he found there Rob Woods one year, and he kept him poor. I guess he must have done something to him. he made made a move, didn't feed him one, because one of those, because...
Oh, was he a little light in his rations?
Well, the river woman looked up and something went wrong.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know, I didn't think that.
Yes, well, Kevin Poe, a Carlisle man used to live back over the real estate, Joe Pussy. I don't know where he, I knew he didn't know, but that's all kind. He always kept, you know.
Yeah.
This one, you know, was hardly able, got to carry his own self.
Yeah. Well, look, now you take a person like Miss Patterson. Of course, she has her own ways, and
yes,
and everybody don't care for them.
No.
But you know, somebody like that livens up the community, don't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe they'll be a help to, you know, to people in the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're doing something all the time?
All the time, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, she was all right. It wasn't nothing wrong with her. In other words, she didn't do nothing wrong when she come up there to talk with us. Well, she just tried to talk us into her denomination, you know. That's
yeah.
What, that's all she that's all she tried to do.
Yeah.
And she didn't do anything else.
Well, didn't that appeal to you and Miss Annie at all? It's got some mighty strong points, I think.
Well, I guess so. Because one of the members, he joined since that time. Now, he's over here making over now. He tried to preach. He said he was sent to preach. But I think he must have made a mistake because I know he made a mistake because he said now that he's in the Methodist Church. He said now he was wrong.
Yeah. Well, I remember these things. You had this horse that was bulky. And a stranger come around and she starts snorting, breathing hard.
Yes. Yes. That's the one I traded for, that mule. I tell you about it, it's a good saddle mule.
Yeah.
But I might say I bought the mule and give him the horse because I had to pay $125 a difference.
You bought the mule and give him the horse.
Yeah.
Come on.
But
I never heard of a saddle mule.
Yeah, but that was a real good one.
You just rode her like a horse?
Yes, ma'am. I could take you run races. I run races with people on horses. He's the best I ever did see for be a mule. You know, a mule always be stubborn thing, you know. Sometimes you couldn't hardly get him to go, but you could get him to go, you could take him to a buggy and slap him on the back with the lines and he's gone just that quick.
Yeah.
He was the best I ever did see for a mule. But he was a devil, though. You had plenty of life in him.
Well, they tell me a mule's got more sense than a horse.
They're good to wake. I'll tell you the truth. I could plow to the end of the road with a plow, and I could turn him around and put him right, and make him go right where I want him to go, and wouldn't pull him a bit with the line.
Oh, really?
If you just holler at him, you know, like he was sure that he was going wrong, holler loud. He just stand up sometime on his hind feet and just twist right around. Get out on back in the room.
You can speak to him.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, how would you speak to him?
So, you know, kind of like you were mad with him, you know, rough, kind of hot. You kind of raised your voice, in other words.
Well, how does it sound?
Yeah. Sounds kind of like you're kind of mad, you know.
Well, let's hear how you speak to him.
Just to tell the guys the mule.
Well, don't you raise your voice and you get a little angry?
Yes, I do.
that's just the way I done him, you know.
Yeah.
And well, he could tell it too when I raise my voice like that, you know.
He would listen to it. You didn't have to whip him in a line to make him do it.
Well, how'd it sound?
Well, sound kind of rough.
Well, how would you generally say it? How would you generally speak to him when you're turning around?
Quiet.
Well, just tell him. Just turn him around. Let's hear you talk to him.
Coleman, they don't know the difference between G and Hall.
Ma'am?
They don't know the difference between G and Hall.
Say they don't.
No, you tell them.
Well, G and Hall. Well, when you want to go to the right, tell them G.
Yeah.
You take a whole Emma that me will got tell her now. She knows just as good as I do.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. I could take her, and just you tell her as she getting too far to the left, holler at her, tell her G. Just fall right over to the right.
Yeah.
They know it just as good as a person do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, now if you were talking to that other horse, what would you say?
Yeah.
If you're talking that other one,
which one? What I used to have?
Yeah.
Well, I speak the same way, and so you know, as to make me kind of mad, you know, I'll holler loud, you know. When I holler loud, they know they're going wrong. They ain't showing up, and they'll get back over there.
Well, how did it sound when you got mad? Let me tell you. These cows, I found these cows pay attention to you more with your voice than they do with a stick.
Well, I guess so.
And you know, I found out that, you know, you can say, go on there.
Yeah.
But what gets them is when you make an ugly sound.
Yes.
Go on there. Oh, man. You don't have to say anything.
Yes.
You know, just say something.
You ought to hear him back there.
Yeah.
You ought to hear him back there.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you
take a car. You were way back. Now, I don't know where you see much of that or not. People used to use oxen, drive oxen, you know, the whole timber cart and things, just like with mules, you know.
Yeah.
And a cow got lots of sense, because I've seen them just take that whip, you know, and they put them cows anywhere they want to that cart.
Yeah.
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 Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Now, you used to have that syrup. You all used to make syrup every now and then, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, now, did you make syrup just to get syrup or just to have a good time?
What you call a good time? Make liquor? Well, I tell you, way back in them times, we is both was in it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now say when the grind came, you know, being November and December. Well, you grind the cane and you save the skimmings and have it manufactured up and then you save that for Christmas.
Oh.
And have the moonshine for Christmas.
Oh, you would?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's the kid skims up, you know. Just one thing I didn't like about it, though, if you take a drink of it, anybody could smell your breath almost pulling me in my truck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't drink, you never drink none of it?
No, sir, I never did drink skimming.
Well, you could almost, I'd say it might not be that poor, but you could smell it plenty far enough, you know.
Yeah.
You know they've been drinking candy. You know what they've been drinking, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
the ones I see come up there, and they want that syrup, that juice, right out of the mill, you see.
Yeah.
And they'll put the cup under
cup
there
and
just drink it,
drink
and just drink it.
Yes. Well, we used to was grind that. Well, it's been about 6 years since I ground here the last.
Yeah. Well, now all your neighbors come in and.
Yes, sir. Well, one time we had a regular cane grinder, this man Taylor over here. I let him grind there. He's for lots of people making up and different around. He just let him use the mill because he butted up a kill pretty bad, but he didn't understand it. You know, he let it keep too much fire on that when it didn't have no juice in the kill.
Yeah.
That's how he burned it.
Yeah. Oh, you had to watch that, wouldn't you?
Yes, well, he did burn up because I couldn't steer. I didn't steer. I could have stayed there with him, but I didn't stay there with him all the time.
Miss Guthrie used to come over there with y'all?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. She's going there quite a bit. Yes,
well, what? She has fun if anybody has, hadn't, doesn't she?
Sir?
She used to have fun if anybody had fun. Isn't that right?
I guess so.
I mean, she right jolly, always laugh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Faith?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, let's go out and knock around a little bit and see what we need to do.
Okay.
I was in need of a little refreshment.
Coleman's gonna tell Jim and Suzanne.
I don't know about.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They might know more than I do.
Oh, we need some advice on that.
Miss Annie said you plant pumpkins on Good Friday, but she thought they might come up if you plant them before Good Friday.
Oh yes, they'll come up. But some people say that's the best time to plant them. But you know, I don't know. But they'll come up any time you plant them.
Well, Jim's a pumpkin man.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll come up any time you plant them.
But I'll tell you, Coleman, he has been making gardens a long time down here.
Now look out there where that old sod exchange was. See if you think we can put a potato hill in there.
All right.